You know, a lot of times when you go to a retreat like this, you bring your old lethargic self in and you go, okay, God, do something, you know. And so we pour on scripture and we preach at you from the pulpit, and you're supposed to take who you were before and what we give you and walk out of that door and do something different. How many of you that's working for? I'll put my hand down. It's not working for me either. See, in education, when we are going to further ourselves, they treat us like this box of books here on this picture. Looks just like this. And this is a learning experience. So here's my brain, here's my life, this box. And in education, they say, okay, so you need a little science, and you need a little arithmetic, and you need a little psychology and world history. And let's see, what else we got here? So I'm going to fill your box up with knowledge. And we're taught that if I just get more learning, I'll be a better man. I'll be a wiser man, a better person, right? But what's interesting is that God does not use that technique. Pastors, say amen here in just a minute. Because God doesn't say, take who you are and then grab a Bible and put it on top of that. That would be like thinking, I have a rancid, nasty, old freezer-burned piece of meat. I'm going to put it in a crock pot, and then I'm going to cut up a lot of fresh vegetables, pour that on top of that little chicken broth, and off we go for stew. How many would get in that line? Me neither. Oh, you're really hungry. Maybe you need more. You need more cheeseburger soup over here, buddy. Me neither. Because you can't take nasty and make it taste good just by adding a little more good on top of it, can you? What I find is that if I'm going to have a stew that's worth anything and I pull out a piece of meat and it's rotten, I need to pitch that piece of meat and go find one that's fresh and red and ready to go. And God, I got to shoot it first, that's right. And God's word was never intended to be piled in on top of my brain. Here's my brain, here's my life, here's who I am. God's word was never intended to just be stacked on top of that. That's learning. God's word was actually intended to unlearn me. Like the karate guy, my life is about backing out of the idiot I've become more than just adding God's word onto the idiot I am.